here with Tate Bennett. He ran for our county attorney. Just going to have him tell you a little bit about himself.
My name's Tate Bennett. As Sophie stated, I have been a lawyer in Juab County for about 8 years now, 10 years total. I attended law school at the University of Miami in Coral Gables, Florida. Passed the Utah bar in 2008, I think. 2008, so 10 years now.
All right, cool. What made you want to run for the county attorney?
In criminal law, prosecutors are the people who initiate a case. They're the people who decide what charges should be brought. In my current role, and my role at the time as a defense attorney, I'm in a much more reactionary position, and I've always, just sort of being a type A personality and sort of liking to be in control, I guess, I felt like I was a better fit being in a proactive position as opposed to a reactionary position.
When you had like your campaign going, what was your experience running like?
It was a good experience. It was, so I didn't, as I'm sure you recognize, there's the general election, which, for example, that we vote on today. Prior to that, there's primary. So if you're in the same party as someone that you're running against, you have to win the primary in order to make it to the general election. So I didn't go all the way to the general election. I lost at the primary to the incumbent, Jared Eldridge, who's now a judge, Judge Eldridge. But it was a good experience. I was really new to the area at the time, and so it made me meet a lot of people that I otherwise wouldn't have met. It kind of forced me out of my comfort zone, being just, you know, back from Florida only a couple of years and in a town that I'd never lived in before, really even visited before, and having to meet people through the Chamber of Commerce. It was one of the ways that I tried to meet people. City council meetings, county commission meetings, and then ultimately speaking at the party convention. So it was a good learning experience. It just forced me to do something I'd never done before, if nothing else.
But you didn't live here at the time.
I did live here.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah, you have to live within the county that you're seeking a seat or an elected position in. You have to live in that jurisdiction.
What was the hardest part of running?
Kind of that door-to-door introducing yourself to what were essentially strangers. When Jared came back in the 90s, his was the same. He was in the same situation. But by 2010, when I ran against him, he had been here for 15, 16, 17 years, however long it had been. He had kids go to the high school and everybody knew who he was. So the hardest thing was trying to convince someone at their doorstep that even though you don't have any idea who I am, even though you're only going to talk to me here for maybe 30 to 60 seconds, that I'm somehow worthy of your vote. That was the hardest part.
So is that like the majority of what you did to campaign was just door to door?
Yeah. I mean, in a small community like this, it's not like you're buying TV ads. I mean, you put up those, like the banners that you've seen all over town.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's, I don't even know how effective those are. I think one person does that, and then everybody else thinks, oh, well, if Sophie's doing it, then Brigham better do it. And then Easton thinks, well, I can't be the only one without a sign, so I got to put a sign out there. But I don't know how effective those are, to be honest. I think the only way in a small town like Nephi or a small county like Juab is go door to door and introduce yourself.
What was your easiest or most enjoyable part of your campaign?
The easiest part was losing. The most enjoyable part was probably, even though it was also the hardest part, not every door was fun to stop and talk to people, but there were some people that were legitimately interested, legitimately wanted to know me and why I was running and why I was, so that there were some good experiences. This wasn't Washington, D.C., right? This was Nephi. So people were, by and large, they were pretty friendly. And I still will run into someone, and I don't know if they even remember it, but I'll be like, oh, I remember that person. I remember knocking on the door, and I remember they thought I was a missionary at first because I was dressed like this. And then they were like, well, we're way too old to be a missionary. What's going on here? And I still remember some of the people that I crossed paths with.
Yeah. Would you ever consider running for the same position again or a different one?
Not the same position, no. I've kind of come to grips that when Sophie asked, I think the question was why I ran in the first place, or was maybe bring that up. My explanation there was kind of an immature. That was definitely the reason that I ran, but I've since, in the 8 years since, I realized that was kind of an immature and then a somewhat just a young mentality that I can't be proactive from the defense position, that I have to just be reactionary. I think I've learned that that's not really the case, and so I don't actually think I would run for county attorney again. I wouldn't have any problem running for another position, though, sure.
If you're going to run for another position, what would you run for?
Yeah, I haven't really ever thought about it, to be honest. I'm not saying that I'm ever going to, but if for some reason there was a need, I would run for city council or county commissioner. Somebody who was not something you don't have to be a lawyer for. I don't like the idea of you're campaigning for your job. But if you're campaigning to do something kind of above and beyond like city council, that would be, again, I'm not saying I would ever do it, but if I were, something like that.
What was it like running for office democracy?
I'm sorry?
What was it like running for an office democracy?
For running for a democratically elected position? Difficult because, like I said, there's when people run like on a national level, in a way it's easier. I mean, there's going to be a lot more travel. Like when Donald Trump runs for president, Hillary Clinton runs for president, they have so much money that they're gonna have so many ads on television. They're going to have massive campaigning events that people are going to fill NFL arenas to listen to them speak. That's obviously not the case in Nephi. And so I would almost say it's a little bit thankless. I mean, it's not very glorious. It's not, there's not a lot of excitement around it. It's kind of lame. I'm sure on a national level it's more exciting, but it's not really exciting in a small town.
What were questions people would ask you when you would go door to door about like why they should vote for you instead of
people,
the Eldridge guy?
The question I got the most was, where did you go to school? Why did you go to school so far away? And this question, maybe not so much, but kind of the ancillary question to that is always going to be, why did you come back to Utah? And then some people are just point blank, hey, why should I vote for you over Jared?
Yeah.
So those are the kind of questions you get. But I think in Nephi, most people just kind of wanted to, oh, well, you're at my door, tell me a little bit about you. So for me, it was more about that. It never got deep into policies or what I would do differently. It was pretty superficial.
Well, thanks for letting us take your time.
All right, buddy.
Yeah.